from Tehran. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The U.S. says Iran is helping Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine.
The Biden administration says it has evidence of Iranian troops on the ground in Crimea supporting Russian drone attacks on civilian targets.
The fact is this, Tehran is now directly engaged on the ground and through the provision of weapons that are impacting civilians.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Iran sent a small number of personnel to Crimea to provide training and tech support on unmanned drones being piloted by Russians. The U.S. says Russia started buying Iranian drones over the summer. Iran has denied selling weapons to Russia. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden lending a hand to Pennsylvania Senate candidate Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman this afternoon, spending some time in Pittsburgh talking infrastructure. He visited the site of the Fern Hollow Bridge, which is in the process of being rebuilt after it collapsed in January.
The United States, 13 in the world in infrastructure. We should be ranked number one.
The president also attended a fundraiser with Fetterman this evening in Philadelphia. Criminal charges filed against former employees at a daycare center in Mississippi for frightening children.
Lil Blessings Daycare became a nightmare for some children when an employee donned a Halloween mask to scare them. Viral video recorded earlier this month shows terrified children crying as the masked worker screams in their faces. Another worker at the facility in Hamilton looks on, indicating which children have been good or bad. Four employees were charged with felony child abuse, another charged with misdemeanors for failure to report abuse and simple assault against a minor.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, the owner of the daycare, says she didn't know about the incident until she saw the video, then fired those involved. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The man responsible for an attack on New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin will be released to rehab.
A federal judge has agreed to allow David Jacobonis to leave jail and enter an alcohol treatment program. Jacobonis accosted Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin during a July campaign event in western New York. Video shows Jacobonis arm raised toward Zeldin, holding a keychain with two sharp points, saying, "You're done," as he approached Zeldin. Attorneys for Jacobonis, who is an Army veteran, have said their client was drunk and was only reaching for Zeldin's microphone to stop him from talking. Jacobonis has been jailed since he was charged federally with assaulting a member of Congress with a dangerous weapon. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The film, mired in controversy, may soon resume production.
The crew of the film, Russ, looks to move forward as the attorney revealed to Fox News Digital that the production of Russ will not return to New Mexico. However, they are considering other locations, including in California, but no decisions have been made. One decision that was made is that there are plans to have a safety officer on set. This comes nearly a year after Halyna Hutchins died when a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin accidentally discharged during rehearsal. Since her death, the film has been mired in investigations, litigation, and controversy. Earlier this year, Hutchins' family attorneys revealed a civil suit settlement was reached with producers of the film to continue filming. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The University of Arizona has announced its Center for Creative Photography will host the North American premiere next week of the Linda McCartney Retrospective. Celebrating her 30-year career as a photographer, McCartney took up photography as a hobby while attending the school in the early 1960s. University officials said the exhibition will include nearly 200 pieces. Linda McCartney died in 1998 from breast cancer. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.